We're in Simen Yud Ches, beginning Seif Aleph. Simen Yud Ches is the dinim of a yiriyah which was torn. Din nikra ha-yiriyah atzma, uboy tes seifim. Seif Aleph. Sefer Torah shenikra ba yiriyah lamaloi lamata. If you have a Sefer Torah where a yiriyah got torn, whether it was at the top of the yiriyah or the bottom, im nikra rak ha-gilyan, if just the margin got torn, v'loi higia ha-keren ad l'ksav, and the tear did not reach the ksav, Muti lekres by lechatchila, you're allowed a lane from such a sefer Torah, even lechatchila afal pi shalay tofru, even though you did not sew it up. When we call mokim lechatchila yesh letaknei, but lechatchila it should be fixed. V'im hakera hoylech bein ha'osius, but if the tear comes down into the osius themselves, afilu shel shita achas, even only the top line or the bottom line, aser lekres by ad sheitferu, it's aser to read from this sefer Torah until the sefer Torah is sewn up. If the tear comes into the top two lines or the bottom two lines, mahani leitfira, also it can be sewn up. But if it comes into three lines, loy mahani tfira, sewing will not help. You need a new yiriya. That's by an old sefer Torah she'eni putzei nikar, where the brown of the iputs, in other words, they used to be ma'abed ha'iris in mei afotzim, which gave the yiriyas a brown tinge. So if the iputs is not nikar umeganya, and it's going to be ugly when you sew it up, pekach aval im nikar hagvil shehu ma'ubitz, but if you can see that it was ma'ubid with our afotzim, so then you can sew it up. The idea over here is that when you sew it up, the question is whether the Sefer Torah is going to look ugly because the stitching is going to be a different color than the yiriyah. So all that was in those times where this whole nidain was negeya because they were ma'abed the Sefer Torah and afotzim, so you had a question if the stitching would be nicker or not and whether it would be ugly or not. However, says the Kesus, the Sefer Torah didon, in our Sefer Torah, afilu biyoshin, whether the Sefer Torah is new or old, Tofer afilu keresh abetay shalosh shitas, bizmanenu, you're allowed to sew up a tear even if it goes three lines into the Sefer Torah, the kevin shaklafim levonim, because our klaf is white. V'gam agidim levonim, and our gidim are also white, so ein ha-tfiris nikaris kol kach. So we don't have this problem that they used to have of the tfiris and the yiriyas being different colors. Says the Lishka Halacha Aleph, afilu shita achas, sifkotin Aleph, I'm sorry, v'afilu lehischil hakera mitchilas hagilyan v'nichlas l'toich hashitin, even if the tear does not start at the top or the very top or the very bottom of the yiriyah. Ela shehakera hu bein hashitin. It's torn in between the lines itself. Levad ve'agilian sholim, and the margin is complete. Gam ken din ahachi, the din will be the same. Be'echad u'b'shnei shitin bo'i tfira, if it's within the first one or two lines, you'll need to sew it up. U'b'shlishes lo'i mahani tfira, but if the tear is in the third line, tfira will not help. Ayin hagoyis meirenu harav Baruch Frankel. Si'if beis, v'imakera hu b'yoyse mishola shitas, if the tear comes more than three lines into the Sefer Torah, into the writing, in such an instance, you're not allowed to sew it up, rather you have to change the yiriyah. Even if the tear is between the columns, so even if the tear is ben daf ledaf, but if it comes down low enough that if it would have been in the area of the writing, it would have gone lower than three lines, so the halacha would be the same, that you're not allowed to sew it up. Says the Lishkan Sifkotin Beis, Ein Teifrin, Beshut Shvus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simen Pei, Herich Lehichiach B'mishar, Shekein Hu Ha'ikar. He writes, the Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva to prove that this is indeed the correct halacha, that if the kera comes more than three lines, so you're not allowed to sew it up no matter what, and you have to change the area. If ayin b'sefer shiori karbon, Yerushalmi Megillah davov, divrei amaskel af b'kera, kein demuchach kein me Yerushalmi. He proves this from the Yerushalmi, de b'yoyse migimel afilo b'chadata ein teifrin, that on even if it's a new Sefer Torah, if the tear comes lower than three lines into the writing, you're not allowed to sew it up, and you have to you have to write a new Yiriya. Kumeduma, Shadavar Zen Nishmat Meagois Hagoin Mereno Abarach Frankel Zatzal, Ayin Sham Divre Amaschil, Shein Hemshech Lidvarav. If you look over there by Rabarach Frankel, you'll see that it doesn't make sense what it says over there. Kufianira Choser Sham, Mashe Vesi Divre Shire Karbon. So this Keta is missing from the Hagoah of Rabarach Frankel. Halacha Gimel, Karlatfiris and Iskaris Trichas Lias Davka Begidin. Any time we discuss sewing a Sefer Torah, obviously we're not talking about regular threads, we're talking about sewing with gidim. V'hadim mahani tfira, and this, that, you're allowed to sew things up. Dafka b'shalayin iskalkel ois, that's all this is talking, all the previous halachas is talking, when the oisiyas are not affected. Havol im niskalkel, but if the oisiyas became possible, I nechlak eza ois, or a letter became detached, in other words, like an aleph, for instance, ripped in half. So avada, in such a case, like mahani tfira, you can't sew it up. Can't be fixed. Utsrichen lizar kishatayfrin. You have to be careful when you sew up a tear. Shalay litchay v'samachat l'toychaksav. Not to stick the needle into a letter. Elachutz l'ksav, you have to sew around the letters. You can't sew through a letter. Says the Lishka Sivkot and Gimel. I nechlak eza ois. Hashach b'simin reish pei sivkot and zayin hevi loshen habach. The shach brings the bach shekosav ezel l'shoyne da'aloy afilu heicha shenikra ha'ois be'emtza afal pisha adavik machzikai posel, that even if a letter is ripped, even though you have the letter glued together, it's still going to be posel kevin she'ene mukav gvil, because it's not mukav gvil afal pisha kol ha'ois kosav al yiriya. So you have a letter, the entire letter is there, it's just ripped. So I'm going to glue the two parts of the yiriya together. So the entire letter is there, but it's being held together by glue. He says that's no good. That if you have a letter, like a nun pshuta, for instance, shehu kosher, kishaloi nishtanet tzuras ha'ois, that if you have a nun pshuta that's nifsak, right, which is kosher, kishaloi nishtanet tzuras ha'ois, afal pi shecholok v'loi nidbak. So this is a stereo glue. How can in one place you say that even if it's glued together, it's going to be possible, and in the other case you're saying that even if it's not glued together, it's kosher? Even though the ice is not nishtanem, we're still saying it's possible because it's not mukav gvil, even though it's glued together. So it's mamash astira mineube. Somebody already asked me this question. This that the Bach says that it's so poshut, this that the Bach says that if you glue the letter together, it's so, the Bach makes it sound like it's not even a shayla, vada it's kosher. The Bach must be referring to the Marik, because that's what the Marik says. V'gam haramokos v'sham b'seif b'simin reish pei b'shmoy shalom marik. V'cheinu mevur b'bach gufei. And you see Taka from the Bach himself, shemetchila mevi sham divrei amarik, v'yachar kach kosev sham dvar avelu. So obviously the Bach is basing himself on the Marik. V'ein sofet shekavanos lezavada, that's the pshat in the Bach. That's why he thinks it's so poshut. To b'yosem mevur came b'tshuvas abach. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaBach, it's even more clear in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shenishal B'Sefer Torah, Shehayakosav Mikzas Ois HaLatlai. Over there, the Shaila is where you have part of a letter on a patch and part of a letter on the original Yiriyah. V'herich Sham, and the Bach over there has an Arichus, U'mevi Sham Gam Divrei Marik, U'besoif Dvar of Kosav. And at the end, after he quotes the Marik, he writes, V'zeh L'Shaynayu B'nidin Didon. In our case, we have half the letter on the Matlis and half the letter on the Yiriyah. Who toes Gomer, Eliba de Kule Alma, Avad, it's not going to be good. Shere Af Marik, Kosav, the Hecher Shenikra Gufa Ois, Afal Pisha Devik, Metaken, Posel, Shere Enemu Kefes Gvil, Vechen Beniden Didon, Ad Kan Lashaina. So you see, Mamish, that the Bach is basing himself on the Marik, the Antibe Marik. So the Lishka says, I took a look in the Marik in Simon Kuf Chav Beis, Kosav Sham, Vezel Lashaina. And this is what he writes over there. Ulafiani has Daiti Nira Lachalik, Ben Hecher Shenikra Gufa Ois, Lehecher Shakera Oiver, Bein ois la ois. The Marik says there's a difference between a case where it's torn right through the letter And when it's torn between the letters, the vada hecha shenikra gufa ois, a vada where it tears the letter itself, a hadevech machzika, and the glue is what's holding the letter together. Nimsa shein ksav ki imal yedei hadevech. So a vada, we don't have a ksav without the glue. V'yafal gav shesifsei hakriya noigen zu bezu. And even though the two edges are touching each other, v'loi nechzer haklaf, and there's nothing missing, klal. Ela shenikra v'nistak, it's just split. Mikol ma, and it's now it's glued together. So you would think maybe it would be kosher. Mikol makan be'inin she'ois yeh mukav gvil. Nevertheless, I need that the entire ois should be mukav gvil v'chulei. Kol shekein hacha shegufa ois nechlek l'shtayim. Over here, the ois is split. Ela she'adevik ma'amida, it's only being held together by glue. So it's not going to be good. V'hashta asi shapir aloshin ein doifkin bedevik. And that's what it means when Chazal say ein doifkin bedevik. Kloy mer hecha shenikra gufa ois. When the ois is ripped in half, v'nifsula, and it became pasul. So in that case, sharei ein mukav gvil v'garat ve'nami me ein mukefes. It's even worse than a regular case of ein mukav gvil. Ve'ein doifkin ois, so you're not allowed to glue it together. Lach shiva ois al yedei hadveika. Ad kan l'shayni. That's what the Marik says. U'mize nire shegam habach. Ma shekosef kevan she'ein mukav gvil lav davka ka'amar. So when the Bach says that the reason is because it's not mukav gvil, that's lav dafka, ela shegara tvei. This is even worse than hakafas gvil. Shemen kevan shegufa ois nechlak. By hakafas gvil, at least the ois is whole. You're just missing the hakafas gvil. But over here, you mamish don't have the ois. B'tashbit chayel gimel simen reish zayin, kosev shafilu nifsak ois achas, v'achar hadibuk machzei ledovka, dibuk yofa, machzik. That's probably what it says. Machzika ledavka dibuk yofe. Yeah, you have an ice that's split. And after it's glued together, right? So it's glued together well. Ba'or atzmai she'enei nira ha'hefsek. You don't even see that the letter is split. Yira shehu muter. It would seem that it's muter, says the Tashbit. Sharei amru kol nekev she'adiyoi oivir olav enei nekev. Ad kan l'shoinei. V'tzarech yin godol afi enei azdaiti. How could the Tashbit be makel in this case? T'hasem ha'ksiba hi kehilchasa. Over there, by the nekev, the ksiva is good. Masha'en kein hacha she'ois nifsal. The letter was torn in half. So what's the tzushtel? Va'af al yedei hadevek oyetfira yehi nasa ois. Va'ach al yedei hadevek oyetfira yehi nasa ois. So he says he doesn't understand how the tashbits could be makel in this case. Says the keses halacha dalid. Yesh aymrim de'bekal makam she'mutarin litvar es akroim. There are those that say that any time that you're allowed to sew together a tear, mutarin gamken ledavkan al yedei matlis klaf. You can also, you don't have to sew it, you could put on a patch and glue it together, right? In other words, if you have a cut on a person, right? So you could stitch it or you could glue it. So the same thing over here. There are those that say that when you have a tear in a yiriyah, you don't necessarily have to stitch it. You could glue it al yedei a matlis. V'tzarech lezedev a kosher, and if you're going to do that, you need devik kosher. The haynu shenasami behem chayev oifat ha'hoirim. V'yesh mekilim oid yaser. There are those that even more mekel shafilu b'makom she'aser litvar mahani dibuk matlis. That even when it comes more than three lines in and it's aser litvar over there, you still could be medabik with a matlis. V'yesh lisma chalze b'shasat chak. If you have no other etza, one could rely on this. The gam b'dibuk matlis tzrichen lizarim lo nischalek eza ois. And even when you're being medabic with a matlis, you have to be careful that there's no ice that's split in half. Shem nechlak eza ois, because if you have a letter that is split in half, like mahani, as we said, masha medabkoi me'achoyrav. Halacha hei, v'noyegin oid ha'seifrim, there's another minig, shem yesh nekovim v'klaf, that if there's a hole in the klaf, oile eis ha'tzerich, shechoytchin mine yiriyah eza to, so sometimes they cut something out of the yiriyah, v'nishar nekev, and you now have a hole, medabkin sham matlis mi bachutz, so you just add on a matlis in that spot on the outside, and then you make it very nice. And you write on the patch what is missing. That's the minig. And there are those that hold, you're not allowed to do that. If you want to be machmir in your sefer Torah, not to have any writing on a matlis, that would be very nice. But the minig in Klal Yisrael is to be mekel, and there is what to rely on regarding this minig of writing on a matlis. But that's only provided that you wrote the whole letter on the matlis. Avalam kasav miksas ois ala yiriyo maktasa ala tlai. But if you wrote half the letter on the yiriya and half the letter on the matlis, pasal. V'loy oi, then not only that, ala afilo im kasav kola ois kulay ala yiriya. Ala shem miksas adyoi mitzada echad shala ois oiver gam ala tlai. Loy mahani akofas gvil shebet tlai. If you have the whole ois written on the yiriya, but some of it is on the tlai and the hakafas gvil is coming from the matlis, it's also going to be no good. You need that the hakafas gvil should be coming from the yiriya itself. And the same applies for the letter that's written on the matlis. You need the hakafas gvil from the matlis itself, beloy hayiriya. Says the Lishka Sifkot and Dalet, Ublvad Sheikhtav Kola Oisal Atlai, Ken Kosova Bach. That's what the Bach says. You have to write the whole letter on the matlis. Ve'evia Yashach, Besimin Reish Pei Sifkot and Zayin. Ve'hu Alpi Devei Marik Hanal. This is based on what we said before from the Marik. Shetarach Lekayim Es Haminig. That the Marik worked hard to be Mekayim the Minig Yisrael Shekoisvin Al Atlai. Ve'soif Dvarav Mishum Da Sefer Torah. Nikra Sefer, and at the bottom line he says over there is that since the Sefer Torah is Nikra Sefer, Afal Pisha Chasibay Ktsas, even though it's missing a little bit, Vigam Einbay Mishum Dvarim Shebeksav Yatar Rishoy Laomrim Balpe, Kevan Shekarim Mitaycha Ksav, Lamaisa, when the Balkar is reading even what's on the matlis, he is reading Mitaycha Ksav, Shalgabe Atlai, Afilo Mayinam Achshivim As Atlai, Ketolosh Me Asefer Torah, Ayin Shame Bamarik, that that's still cool that you're reading Mitaycha Ksav, even if the matlis wouldn't be attached. That if you have half the letter on the yiriya and half the letter on the tlai, if we're going to consider the tlai as detached, then you don't have a letter here, bichlal. In other words, the shaila is the matlis like it's attached or like it's not attached? If the matlis is not attached, so it's like I have half the letter detached. Nevertheless, you find on Shabbos a letter that's half on the matlis and half on the klaf. One could be soymich on the taz, that he's makel, because the taz says once everything is glued together, so it's all attached and it's all good. V'ken kaz b'sefer teres nesanel, nazoy zokt, the teres nesanel as well. U'mashe kosev sham lechalek ben shas ibud, v'chulei l'dayti nira, ki kol ha-sefrim umnim b'zeh. And Mamela, the Lishka says that one could be makel b'shas hadchak.